From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A car bombing by Islamic State jihadists has killed dozens and injured scores more in northeast Syria. The Kurdish Red Crescent Society said at least 50 people were killed in a triple car bomb attack Thursday in an area where Syrians displaced from Deir al-Zor province had gathered. The attack took place at Abu Fas, near the border of Deir al-Zor and Hasaka provinces, said the war monitor Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which said earlier that at least 18 people had been killed. Egyptian officials say an attack on a checkpoint in the northern Sinai Peninsula has killed 6 police officers. The attack happened Thursday on the outskirts of the city of El Arish. Egypt has been battling an insurgency in the northern Sinai that's been led by an Islamic State affiliate since 2014. Ethiopian government forces killed 4 people and wounded 18 others Thursday in the town of Soda in the Restiv Oromia region. Residents who asked for anonymity out of fear of retaliation by the Ethiopian government told VOA's Horn of Africa service that 8 trucks escorted by federal forces were stopped by residents of Soda and surrounding villages. The residents suspected the trucks were transporting weapons to special Liyu police in the neighboring Somali region. The security chief of the Deer District in the Oromia region said the federal forces were angered by the residents' demand to stop the trucks and opened fire, killing 4 people. He said the 8 trucks suspected of transporting weapons remain in Soda. This is VOA News. Pakistan's military has rescued a U.S.-Canadian family from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan nearly 5 years after they were abducted by militants. American Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle went missing in Afghanistan in 2012. The Taliban later claimed responsibility for kidnapping them. President Trump said Thursday he hopes others will be rescued.
Yesterday, the United States government, working with the government of Pakistan, secured the release of Caitlin Coleman, Joshua Boyle, and their 3 children from captivity from the Haqqani Network, a terrorist organization with ties to the Taliban.
In a statement, the Pakistani military said the rescue operation was conducted based on, quote, actionable intelligence from the United States. The U.S.-based Human Rights Watch has published a report on Turkey claiming torture and abductions are being used against people accused of terrorism or being behind last year's failed coup. Correspondent Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The Human Rights Watch report said its investigation revealed people in Turkey accused of links to terrorism or with last year's coup attempt have been tortured while in police custody, while others have been abducted by unknown assailants and subsequently abused. The report says all cases investigated were related to the Turkish state's war against the Kurdish insurgency or people linked to last year's failed coup, in which over 240 people were killed. The Human Rights Watch report called on the Turkish government to investigate its claims and recommit itself to its promise to end torture. The rights group said its request for the government to contribute to its investigation went unanswered. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United Arab Emirates announced Thursday it would halt the issuance of visas to North Korean workers. Kuwait and Qatar have already done so. The decisions limit North Korea's ability to evade sanctions and make money from the laborers that it sends to work in Middle Eastern nations. They then send their money back to North Korea. Rescue workers in Northern California are using cadaver-sniffing dogs to search for bodies in the ruins of homes burned to the ground by wildfires. The fires north of San Francisco have killed 27 people since Sunday, while no one has yet heard from nearly half of the 900 people officially listed as missing. One sheriff said identifying the fire victims is going to be difficult. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.